Blog Talk Radio.
For some time, Matilda has been, well, she's missing, so a lot of stuff has happened to my family and I, and it's just been really difficult for me to, I guess, cope with it. So I don't know what's happened to her. I don't know if she's alive and well. I don't know what has happened, but we're doing our best to find her, so I do apologize for being out as long as I have been. I'm assuming, I guess, life back to normal. Trying to, anyway, I guess as much as a mom could do after their child is missing. It's working. Everything has been horrible. So let's get to it, guys.
Hello?
Yeah, that's the key.
Hi.
Hi, I'm the key. What can I do for you?
My name's Sharon. Hello, greetings. You know what? Why don't you just you do best when you do this? Tell me what, like, the next 90 days is going to go on in my job. Just pick up career for the next 90 days.
Oh, how have things have been since we last spoke? I know it's been a while. As I said, it's been crazy over here. My daughter's missing, so it's been pretty
so
hard.
Sorry. Wow.
Yeah.
It's really too bad.
Sorry. I'll get him and his little dog too. Don't you worry. She'll be home soon.
What's your dog?
You got a reading to me some time ago. How? I'm sorry.
What's your daughter's name?
Oh, Matilda Queenborough. Her abuser father, whom I left. Yeah, Matilda. Yeah, her dad came and kidnapped her. So I'm trying to,
I love that name,
know,
by the way.
Her.
I love that name.
Thank you. Her name means strength in battle. And she is a little warrior for sure. But I just hope that she's okay because I haven't heard from her, seen her, even know if she's alive in almost a month.
Wow.
So, that's okay. Something happens to her, it better happen to him because I'm coming. So I have a lot. I had to go get a new lawyer, too, because mine was useless, and he was working for him. How about that? I shuffled your cards, woman. Since you last spoke, how was things after that?
Good. No, work is fun. It really is. It's going well. I just want to see what the next 90 days go. No, nothing bad. Nothing. We've had a couple changes in my department, but nothing bad, at least for me. I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, that's what we expected, some changing around.
I know.
And some very needy folks. All right, let's see. A lot of changes that happened in the recent past and a lot of things that were cut out. There was a lot of big decision making, and now when it comes to your work, there's a lot of work to be done in the next 10 weeks. It's going to get pretty hot and heavy as far as project wise for you. You are heading to calmer times. You do have the Six of Swords with the Ten, so not that you can't handle it, but things will be getting pretty hot and heavy the next 10 weeks. The kinks will be worked out. You do have the, in the future after that, you do have the Nine of Pentacles and a reverse Ace of Pentacles. So I think they're going pretty well, and work seems very good. It's stable, of course. There's going to be something that goes a little bit awry, but nothing that really you can't handle, nothing that really pertains to you, just more of the workload. So it's going to be something that has to do with these next 10 weeks. So the foundation here, you have the Three of Wands, which is very good to have. So basically, even though you do, you're coupled with the Hermit in your foundation, it's looking as if it's going to be the Lone Ranger doing most of the work. But not anything you're not going to be able to handle like a boss. Now, that being said, you do have your final, which is the Moon and the Fool. Now, the Moon is about things in the darkness that are now being brought to light. And the Fool, well, you just went right through the Major Arcana straight to the beginning, starting over. So there's going to be something that, something we're learning that we did not know about, some sort of secret, some reason. There's some reason why things are occurring, and you're about to find the answer.
Okay.
Well, let's delve into that a little moment. I think there's Six of Pentacles on that. Now, Six of Pentacles has, like, an angel and a demon, and she's, like, consorting him. And usually the Six of Pentacles is, like, a give and take, but it's more like you're giving more than you're taking.
Okay.
So this next 10 weeks is going to be, it's going to be producing a lot, taking a lot of energy from you. You're going to be pouring a lot of yourself into it. The next 10 weeks are going to take a lot of energy. So lots of sleep, lots of water, and, you know, just love yourself no matter how difficult the next 10 weeks are. It's all work-related and has to do with some big project coming up that you already knew about. But the details are not fully divulged to you yet.
Okay.
Not terrible, but definitely interesting workload. Very interesting.
Okay.
Going to take a lot of energy. Dang, the next 90 days are going to be, woo, but the 10 weeks leading up to that is going to be pretty hardcore interesting. But it looks like you're going to be gaining something new in your, I guess, skill set.
Okay.
I'm seeing it as an upgrade, maybe. I want to do really quick, let's see. Yeah. Awesome. There's four people lined up behind me. Cool. All right. Let's see. Now, within that 90 days and 10 weeks, what is that Hermit talking about? I want to know. I need to know this.
Okay.
It was like boom, 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 and then it's like cryptic. Well, that's not what we wanted. The crypticness. The cryptic. Come on, card. Give us something here. It's like blam, blam, blam. Oh, this is going to be boring as shit. Okay. All right. What is that Hermit talking about? So, like, I know you're the head honcho and stuff and a lot of things, and that you get asked to do a lot of things and people come to you for stuff. You have the Judgment card with the Two of Pentacles, coupled with the Five of Wands, and the Four of Swords. So as it's not a time for resting the mind, you're going to have a lot of, it's going to be a lot of decision making on this. And it's going to be kind of like an up to you kind of thing. How it goes is up to you. You're laying out the plan for this, I'm assuming. This is what it's laying out to me. Because it's not someone else making decisions. This is all you. So you're going to be given, for the next 10 weeks, you're going to be given a lot of go-ahead in a project. At least it seems like a project to me because with your work, it's definitely ongoing for sure. But details not divulged to you yet. but you already know about it. Does that make sense?
No.
I don't know. That's weird today.
Okay.
So, as they do sometimes, we don't get to answer the right way or the straight way like we want them. This is XYZ. Okay, great. No, I mean, we don't get that.
That's okay. No, I get it. No, I get it perfectly.
Well, at least it's not job loss, and at least it's more like you being in control.
And productive, because I'm going to be busy. It
yes,
always is
productive
September
is good.
To the end of the year.
How's
I know.
Doggy?
What's that?
Doggy's good, right? Your dog? I remember dog.
She's
dog.
Wonderful.
Yes, your doggy's good, right?
She's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. She's Velcro.
Oh, that's
she
good.
Hates.
I remember doing the dog readings for you.
Yep.
I've never done dog readings before, but I know I can do them now.
I know you can. You did it for
well,
me.
Well,
oh, yeah,
is there anything else I can do for you? I've got people lining up all of a sudden. Holy
no.
crap.
Get to your other callers. Thank you so much, okay? Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You're on next the team.
Hi, it's Pat. I'm so sorry,
oh,
your daughter.
What can I do for you?
So sorry about your daughter.
Oh, thank you.
Sending prayers.
Oh well, you know, I know now why women don't leave their abusers. This is why, because
yeah.
the court does not protect you, police do not
no.
protect you, and they can just take off with your kid, and you get looked at
oh.
like, well. I got told I was bad for leaving him. What? Okay.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll say a prayer for you and your daughter. You're a strong
well, thank
woman.
You.
I'm sure you will be victorious.
We need it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep fighting him, and I hope to God he hasn't done nothing to her because, you know, I'm going to have to do something to him. Only right.
Yep.
Well, and that's about me, my dear. What can I do for you?
Well, I love the way you read. If you're willing to just do a general, I love what you come up with.
Absolutely. Thank you. I will do that for you.
Okay.
I just reshuffled and cleaned the cards. So I was thinking maybe just doing a 20, 30, 60. So basically a 3 months if you want.
Oh, sure.
All right, let's see what happens.
Can I put you in my prayer healing group?
Yes, please. My daughter needs it so much.
Okay, I'll do that Sunday.
All right, let's see what's in the stars for you. Coming back from something that was very painful to your heart and your mind. Oh, quite a story here. Your heading is the Three of Swords, the Knave of Swords, and the Eight of Wands. These cards usually speak of taking the time to build that courage to leave a situation behind. The decision-making and the Eight is about all of the works in play, all of the decisions being made, all of the action that is happening behind the scenes. The Three of Swords is reversed. So as it was something that needed to happen, it wasn't something that was detrimental to your life, your productive, your recoil when you come back and return from, you know, having to rebuild and fall down again. But it was something that definitely broke a piece of your heart. So that's normally what those threes are about. But because it's reversed, it's something that is recoverable. You can recover from it much quicker than like a regular heartbreak, which could take some time. Now, your recent past was the moon. You have the reverse five of cups. Reverse Knight of Cups. Usually knights stand for a love that is not like, is not very mature, but also not immature, but more to and fro and kind of bipolar type of love. It is in reverse. These are usually people, and knights are usually guys. Now, with the moon talks about finding out a secret that you didn't know about, maybe something that you thought you knew or someone that you thought you knew. That five of cups, when reversed, even though five in the emotions is already past the one, two, three, the four, the five is more like the melancholy coming down and I don't like this anymore. The glass, the mirror got shattered. What we thought was right was not. So in a sense, finding out something that has brought us to make those decisions right now, breaking that bond from the devil, which is reversed, the fool, meaning to start a new course and to step into a new chapter and moving on, the ace of wands in reverse. So, actually, it's not in reverse. I'm sorry. I thought it was up, but down. The Ace of Pentacles, it's better that it's not in reverse, actually. I'm meaning that first step out of that situation and starting over and having the ability to do so with a foundation, that first step, the first brick to your new home. The distant future, which isn't much far at all, it's in the next 7 days after the first week, 3 weeks, it will not feel as bad. They are in reverse. So being that we're looking at new cups that are being sat down in front of us, they're not all bad, but we won't sit there and choose just whatever's handed to us. And there is also the stars, which meaning that even now, thank you, I'm going to throw that on top of that. It's going to be amazing. Thank you. So in the next 7 weeks, the stars will show you a new dream, something that you, it won't be just peace, but it's going to be something else that allots you to have that emotional, like, happiness where you're not feeling that lost in the dark, in the back of your soul, that there's something that you're going to see. Now, they are in reverse, but it's not like a person or really a thing. It's more of finding you again, but it's only you. Like, it's just your soul, like it's speaking to you. There's going to be a new you, and it's going to just happen, and it's going to overcome with emotion. But it won't be bad. It's going to be good. Your foundation is the lovers, the magicians, and the reverse four of wands. The reverse four of wands tells you this is not a time for you to be celebrating, and this isn't a thing you should be in, so we need to get up and go. That lover's card, literally it's a demon, like with a lady. So that's a bond that's got to go or had to. The magician was telling you it's time for you to take all of your elements and get up and go. Do whatever it is that you are having to do with that thing that you were scared to do. Take the first steps. That was your foundation. Your final outcome, fantastic, actually. Even though the Emperor is reversed, it's not a bad thing at all. It's more or less saying, fuck you, I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm going to handle my shit. So you're the king of your own kingdom now. Your Knave of Cups is telling you, don't be hard on yourself and still enjoy that zest for life that you have and that childlike wonderment. Don't lose it. Your Reverse Queen of Wands is telling you, yes, be nice, but so hold up your sword and shield for a moment in time that is needed, and don't be scared to do so.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's confusing because, well, I think maybe you're talking literally about my life in general. It makes sense that I'm trying to start a new life. It makes sense that it's just me that you're talking about. But some of the things, what I have on my mind, the small thing, is I can't determine if my physical therapist has been inappropriate with me or not. In other words, if there's something going on with him, do I need to draw some boundaries? And
literally,
I have to cancel.
This is telling you to draw some boundaries. It's time to leave the devil. That is your devil. He's got to go. I don't like saying too much because we are on the air. So I try to be as accurate as possible and to hit those notes for you personally without airing your dirty laundry, if you will.
Am I correct about my thought?
Yes, you are correct, ma'am. You are correct with how you feel. You need to listen to your voice inside you. And yes, you should. Not just draw a boundary. Get away from him. That's exactly what this is saying. It's time to get out of the situation.
So
he's got soul bonds, and he's bringing all that crap to you. You cannot consort with people and be around people. I'll put it to you like this. Whatever he's doing outside of when you two are around each other and dealing with each other, he is bringing a demon with him, and he is infesting him with bad ideas. And he's going to do bad to you. And you don't see that because your sword and shield can only detect so much because you don't know what you're looking at.
Exactly.
That's why it says, yes, be nice, but hold up your sword and shield as the time is needed. So you must stand up for yourself.
So what's confusing me is I don't want to ruin his career because who knows what's going on with him. I don't know whether to privately talk to him or just tell the boss of him, I don't want him as my physical therapist anymore. I want you. And leave it at that. The boss is going to want an explanation. So I'm making it confusing. I'm making it complicated by not wanting to destroy a life.
First off, don't do that. No, ma'am. Do not put his feelings first. No. You tell someone what's happening. And then you tell it to his face. His career doesn't matter to him. Or you wouldn't feel like this. This is exactly what the cards are talking about. It's telling you you need to leave that. You need to open your mouth. And you need to tell. You cannot let this go on. You must stand up for yourself. And you have to tell. Because whatever's happening to you, that could be going to someone else. And what if they don't say anything? And this continues. No, no, ma'am. You must. For you, for the sake of everything and everyone else that could possibly see this man, you must say something. The cards are telling you. You need to get away from it. And there's a secret here. The moon is telling you there is bad juju here.
Yeah. So you're telling
me
to tell the boss.
Yes, ma'am. You need to tell the boss, and you need to tell him. You need to tell the boss what is happening and what he's doing and that it's inappropriate. And also, you need to tell him to his face And if that does happen, and see how he reacts. If he skips town, you may have just not only saved him, saved you, but other people too. Sometimes we must be the catalyst that breaks the bonds.
Right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You're being called upon right now. This is your time. This is your time to speak. And yes, I can't stress this enough. Do not put him before you. Don't. No, you don't do that. You must tell, ma'am.
And,
you must.
And you know what? What's also so typical is I question myself. Am I leading into these very, you know, sort of slight things that he's done? And then it's like, it couldn't possibly be towards me. I'm almost 70 years old. It's like, what the F? And I'm too old for this kind of stuff, you know. But,
well, I'm going to let you know, ma'am, that there's no age limit on abuse when it comes to abusers. It's more or less him using you for his own entertainment, whatever that is. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You must do this. You must stand up for yourself. You must stop him.
Okay.
This is why I'm not going to stop trying to put my ex away for all he's done, because he's doing this to my kids. He's teaching her how a man treats a lady.
When
someone does this to us and we don't say anything and we think, okay, maybe we're not being, no, exactly what you think is going on is going on. We must.
Okay.
We must say something, because if we do not, it will continue on, and then we look crazy later. Just stand your ground, and it's nothing you've done wrong. It's not your fault. It's his fault. So he needs to know that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine. You're amazing, and you're fine, and you're strong, and you don't need this shit. And no, that's not okay.
Okay.
Well, my dear, I have more people lining up, and I do appreciate
you
coming
so
on the show.
No,
you're welcome.
Sunday.
I'm now off on Sundays and Mondays, guys. So Mondays, I will be getting on the radio show.
You're going to be praying
on
Sunday with healing. Healing's
Thank
be
you.
To you
and I will keep
Sunday.
You in my prayers as well. You must stand
you
up,
so
ma'am.
Much.
I hope that you do.
Okay.
Please contact me again. Thank you.
I will. You're terrific. God bless you and protection around you and your
Thank
daughter.
You. Thank you. You're on that 16.
Hi, this is Kay. How are you?
Hi, I'm good for you.
Prayer sending to you and your family. My question, I'm just a little bit all over the place. Been battling some serious anxiety and depression, and is really heavy on me because, you know, can't seem to locate the right job. My relationship with my ex-girlfriend, we broke up, although there's still so much love between us, but it's just like I'm all over the place. So I'm just trying to figure out, do you see job coming through and do you see some peace in my life coming?
All right. Yes, let's get that. I am reshuffling them now.
Okay.
And definitely right now, like after last night's full moon, I'm going to tell you first things first without finishing throwing down these cards. Yes, yes, and yes, because we're framing that shit right fucking now.
Yes,
you're going to have some peace. Yes, you're getting a job. Yes, you're going to have a happy life. Maybe not with the ex-girlfriend right now, even though there was much love, but you got to have enough love for you. So first, let's finish loving our goddamn selves and fuck everybody else's bullshit. If it's your fault, it's her goddamn fault, and not her motherfucking loss, not yours. Now, we are employed, period. And after last night's full moon, yes, 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 we are. We are affirming it right now. This is happening.
Excellent.
I have reshuffled the cards, ma'am. Oh, yes. We call in the quarters today, and this is happening. Now, it's not saying that jobs are going to walk to our door. We do have to do a little bit of work, but yes, yes, yes. You're affirming that right now.
Okay.
All right, let's go cards. We want job. We want peace. She was bipolar. Good thing you, good riddance, I say.
Let's oh, see. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good riddance. Wasn't good for your soul at all. In fact, she made you get depressed. She made you feel all this stuff. And it's not that she meant to do it. It's just something that happened. I see, I see. Yes, I see. So, what crosses? Really? Okay. That's what's crossing you, the two of cups? You, no, we can't do that. We can't have that. No. That's the negative ghostwriter. So we're going to put that there. So what about the job thing?
Okay.
Okay, so what crosses that? Ah, only about your own fears. Okay, so right now your heading is this. Five of cups.
Mm-hmm.
We love the relationship. Things have toned down a little bit. We are now in this dark place, kind of reaching out. It's time to leave that hole. You have the Knight of Pentacles. Yes, girl, yes, girl. Money is around the corner. Good news. You also have the Knight of Swords. Now, that's telling you to be vigilant and also keep putting that resume out there. Do you know that Indeed can actually, you do tests on Indeed on stuff that you can do, and it skill tests you, and it puts it out there for you automatically? Check that out, girlfriend.
Yes.
So your recent past here, I see the King of Wands, the Eight of Wands, the Knight of Cups. Man, what a roller coaster ride that was. Now, good thing, good riddance, kids, that bitch was crazy. Now, that being said, there was a lot of things that happened behind your back. Now, you do have the Three of Swords, the Four of Wands, the Three of Cups. Now, that being said, yes, ma'am, there was some serious heartbreak. It did not feel that great, and the good times did not last. But you do have the Four of Wands. Now, that being said, it means the good times are not over. They're just getting started. Now, the only thing that's crossing you of happiness in your future, which you have the Magician, you have the Knave of Cups, you have the Seven of Cups. So you're about to see a whole lot of shit happen all at once. You just have to stop thinking about the past. So what crosses you right now in a lot of things, happiness-wise, is this Two of Cups. Now, that Two of Cups is just that bond that you had with her. It's time to shut that fucking shit up. Okay? Burn it. Burn whatever you have. Burn it. Okay? Burn it.
Okay.
Write her name down on a piece of fucking paper and burn that shit.
Okay.
Cut it out. It's no longer needed, and also, she was a bit two-faced and doing shit behind your back. Not great. Lots and lots of secrets here, but very, very good, because you know what? I'm seeing here the Lover's card, the Emperor card, the Hermit. Now, as the Lover's card isn't always about with another, the Lover's card is also about loving ourselves, finding ourselves again. The Emperor card, coupled with that, and the Hermit means now is the time to contemplate what we're going to be, who we're going to be, and where we're going in life. That other shit just kind of stopped you and actually stagnated you. So that being said, what crosses you here with getting a job right now is just your own darkness. Now, your depression and stuff like that, the little bouts that you're feeling and the sadness, it's all just emotions. We have them, and that's okay, and you're totally okay to have them. But it's time to put your crown up, lady, because we got to get to business. Straighten the crown and keep walking. So that being said, these cards here are very, very strong, ma'am. You're a creature of your own. You walk to your own beat of your drum. You're an artist in forms. You're great at everything you do. Whatever you pick up, you do well. There isn't anything here that tells me you're not capable of handling moving on. So it's just feelings and the loss that you're feeling that is stopping you from really walking through that door. So you just got to burn that piece of paper with your name on it. Right now, the full moon is getting ready to go back to where it was. So let's take that shit and get it the fuck out. So we're going to do that.
Okay.
Okay, and that's going to solve a lot of problems. Now, once you do that this week, and you do have the Nine of Swords here, it's going to get a little weird. You're going to get a little upset, and it's going to happen. You have to let this happen. This is the mourning process. We're getting over this, and we're moving on.
Right.
Okay? You do have the Eight of Pentacles. Again, be visual, and right now we got to get our bag. So money's coming, and an opportunity is coming towards you. So right now we got to put that piece of paper on fire. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
Once you get over this, it's all going to just go, you're going to flow right back to normal. All of this is just, it's just emotions. And we're like the sea. We are 75% water. Okay? And right now, Mercury is in retrograde, and so are other planets. And also, it is in Libra. So, I'm sorry, we're going to be feeling a lot of feels. And it's just, it's all in your head. Literally, I'm going to tell you, it's all in your head because they're just emotions. So, and as we're allotted those emotions, and they're very valid, we have to let those emotions happen, and we have to let them go because we are not able to think. And as you said, you've been all over the place. And I see this. Your cards are all over the place, but they're reminding you, everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be good. So get rid of that shit. Delete it.
Okay.
Burn it.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Don't fall over your shoulder. Okay. You're going to be, after this week blows by and all this other crap happens, you got to get off this roller coaster. You're going to get off it. It's okay. You're okay. Everything's fine. It looks crazy. Girl, get on Indeed. I'm telling you, I got the best job ever right now. And I'm part of that special club now where I get holidays off and paid, and I get paid time off. And it's stupid easy.
Okay.
And I get to use all of my credentials that I've ever learned for it. And I got it through Indeed. And it isn't because I didn't go through other jobs that were terrible. But what I'm telling you is this. It works. It works. It works. Girlfriend, it works. Get on Indeed. Get your resume on. And go to the bottom. They have these little tests. And it'll put you up in the front. And your Indeed will put out your resume automatically. People call me for interviews. I don't go nowhere. They call me and I interview them. Yeah, girlfriend, I'm so blessed right now, so I'm sharing that with you. That is my secret. And I worked very hard, and I worked very shitty jobs, and I've been very abused by my bosses, but I finally have an amazing boss that they are breaking the toxic mold for me. It's very difficult.
Okay.
And it can be for you, too.
Okay,
so,
wonderful.
And I hope everything does go, it will. We affirmed it already, and burn that fucking shit. Burn it!
Okay.
I will be back. We are back on from an unnecessary break, and my kid's missing, but I got to get back on the show because she will want me to be strong.
Yes.
And
definitely,
I'm not
going to
cry anymore. I'm going to just fight for her.
I'm going to stay up there, definitely.
And that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
Yes.
That's what we all have to do. And we don't realize that. Everything is a battle every day. We don't realize that, even as big or as little as it may be. But it's those little battles that bring us to a place in our minds where we're like, okay, I did this, and I can go and do the next thing and the next thing. And before you know it, you're just conquering everything. You don't even notice.
Yes.
And I'm not the best conqueror, at least not in this lifetime. But I'm getting there. I'm learning. And as I'm learning, I'm sharing because that's fair. But thank you.
And we appreciate
you for your love.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I will be back Sunday and Monday for sure. We're going to slowly start creeping back into the shows because I'm just starting to sleep in my room again after my daughter went missing. Things have been really horrible. I might as well tell everybody, I might have lymphoma type B cancer. So, I'm going to be here as long as I can for everybody. You know?
Wow. Prayers to you.
If I'm really sick and I can't get on, or it's raining really bad and I got no internet, but I promise that I'll be on more and I'm going to be here more, and I got to because Matilda would want me to do this.
Yeah. Well, prayers to you. Prayers to you, definitely.
Thank you, and you too. And see me next week.
Since is amazing, I already told y'all that, but I'm definitely
going to... Yeah, what's the tea?
Okay, well,
I'm
looking at the
Instagram
page, and I'm looking at the Instagram.
Did I get you?
I'm trying to
debate
if I should buy another one right now, or if I should wait. I'm going to wait. I like to buy...
Hello?
Hello, hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm all right. We're getting back in the habit. Back on the show. The show must go on. So,
yeah.
But we are back from an unnecessary break. What can I do for you? Where are you coming from?
Sorry, what was that? What did you say? Hello?
Well, guys, looks like we lost that last caller. I do have a thing to share before I pop off, because I think that might be it for the day. And no worries, everyone. I'm gonna be here as much as possible. And I don't intend on going anywhere anytime soon, if I can help it. But I would say that the full moon illuminates the shadows and it brings things to light. Now, with this Mercury retrograde in Libra, pay attention to what has been brought into light in your romantic, your platonic, and professional relationships. And this was not just over the weekend. It's going to carry over into the week. Now, for all of you out there and my Libras out here, now get ready, Libra, because the Mercury retrograde has your name on it, literally. Taking place in your first house of the self, Mercury will station retrograde as of September 9th, and the experience could lead to a total reevaluation of the self. Who are you? And no, I'm not talking about who you are when someone else needs you. I'm not talking about the personality you adopt when you're in people-pleaser mode. I'm talking about the real you, Libra. It's time to remember the person you've always been, especially if you've set that person aside for the sake of someone else's needs. Mercury retrograde re-enters your 12th house of spirituality and healing on September 23rd. The tone of this transit will shift to something even more deep and intentional. During the last phase of Mercury retrograde, you're going to find that your dreams become more vivid and your emotions seem even more intense. If you're feeling lonely with all of your feelings, remember, not everything is meant to be shared. Some things are so sacred, they are only meant for you. And that doesn't just mean for Libras either. That is a lot of everyone too. We all have a little bit of something in our astrologies, and that just depends on where the planets were when you were born. Now, when it comes to the moon, your emotional life and responses, subconscious habits and desires showing your personality below the surface. The vitality and ego and life force, that's the sun, and that's how others see you and how you see yourself in the world. Now, your Imam Kohali, that is the lowest point in the sky. That's your private life, your childhood, your roots, your foundation. Your midheaven, that's the AKA the medium Kioli. How you shine out in the world, your goals, your financial status, achievements, career, and public life. Now your descendant node, that is the degree on the western horizon. Now that's the relationships of others and what we see in others, reflections, what we feel we lack in ourselves. The ascendant node, that's the AKA rising sign. Like, for instance, I'm a Libra double Taurus, so I might as well just be a Taurus at this point. It's the inner psychology, social personality, first impressions, appearance, and chart ruler. Like, for me, I'm a damn Taurus. Now, I did see that fourth house and eighth house and 12th house placement leave so many things unsaid. Their grief is usually silent, hidden, and discreet. They experience feelings in the way that seems impossible to translate into words. a deep desire to create intimacy by being understood to be found and loved from the inside out. That's a lot of you folks out here. A lot of you folks out here. Now, Neptune entered retrograde, June, and it should be coming out of retrograde relatively soon. Now, the karmic cycle will last, last until the end of the year, so get ready for more clarity. You will gain clarity about people and situations throughout as the year goes on. Now, the real intentions and true feelings, they also will be revealed, and your whole perspective of everything that you thought you knew will shift. And, you know, I just really hope that for a lot of us, it means being free, because there's nothing worse than being in a mental and emotional prison. That being said, I hope that my episodes have brought you guys some hope and some solace in this crazy world. But I'm here with you, and I hope that Matilda comes home soon. But that's the tea, everybody, and thank you for being here with me. I will be on again Sunday night and Monday, since those are my nights off. So that's the tea, everyone. If you need to and find yourselves around 6 feet, I don't know. I don't care. Wear your mask, wash your hands, Black Lives Matter, fuck Donald Trump and the GOP, especially Ron DeSantis, my governor. He sucks major dick. Fuck GOP. So anyhow, I'll catch you later, guys. Bye.